Hi, Kay. Thank you so much for waiting. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I have two quick questions.
Okay.
The first one is, I'm 70 years old and I need to lose some weight. Do I have to drink more than like 32 ounces of water a day in order to lose weight, as long as I follow either the Mediterranean or the DASH diet?
You don't have to, no. I would say that it's encouraged, but you don't have to lose weight, no.
So you can still lose weight without drinking copious amounts of water.
Yes.
Okay. And then my other question is, I've got rosacea, and I thought I heard Dr. Wright say something about you guys had a test to see if there's low acid that might be causing the rosacea. Did I
Oh.
misunderstand that, or do you
Oh, no, you
know what
didn't
I'm talking about?
misunderstand that. So you're right. So acne rosacea, there's been correlation, and actually let me just speak in for everybody out there in case you don't know, acne rosacea is not the acne that we see that's something that we typically think about with regular acne, like when kids are in their teenage years or we're going through different hormonal changes. Acne rosacea is more specifically on the cheeks and nose, and it's a ruddy redness, and sometimes there can be little red bumps as well. And it's not necessarily associated with hormonal changes like the acne vulgaris. So, to go back to your question about the testing for acid, so with acne rosacea, there's a correlation with there being changes in the digestive tract. So here specifically, we're talking about low stomach acid and also possibly Helicobacter pylori.
Well, I did
So,
have that test, and I know I don't
okay.
have the Heliospec.
Okay,
Yeah.
good,
And
good.
it's just the flush kind. It doesn't have any of the bumps or anything.
Okay. So the acid test that he's talking about is called a Heidelberg test.
Can you,
And
how do you spell that?
Heidelberg is spelled HEIDELBERG. And what that test does is it checks to see how much acid is produced in your stomach in response to being given some baking soda. So you come into the clinic or wherever you are that they do the Heidelberg test. It's harder to find a place that does that. If you have access to the internet, there's a website that's called phcapsule.com, and there's a map of the United States and elsewhere actually, and you can click on where you are in the United States and it'll tell you the closest place of where you can go to get this test done. So when you come in to have the test done, they have you swallow a capsule that transmits a radio wave to a little computer on the countertop, and then they give you some baking soda and water to make your stomach alkaline, and then time how long it takes for your stomach to become acidic. And they may give you a couple challenges with baking soda to check along the way. So the test can be about 2 hours to do. And at the Tahoma Clinic, they actually tie a string to the capsule. And so the string stays out of your mouth and the capsule stays in your stomach. And they do that in order to keep the capsule in the stomach because naturally your body just tries to pull the capsule through and out. And so we want to keep it in the stomach to make sure that we're checking the pH of the stomach. And then also at the end, they do usually remove the capsule by pulling it back out. So that's the Heidelberg test. And it's important for a lot of reasons. As we get older, our stomach acid just naturally starts to decline. But for specific conditions like the rosacea, it can be correlative. So I think it's a good idea to get that checked.
And does that give you a pretty good idea if that is the problem?
It'll give you that piece of information, correct. So it won't, though, tell you a direct correlation. It won't be able to say this is the cause of the rosacea, but you'll be able to rule out or rule in if you have low stomach acid and then be able to treat it appropriately.
And then is that typically a medication or?
It's a supplement. So it's a capsule that contains betaine hydrochloric acid, and you take it with your meals. And then what it does is it just replaces the stomach acid that's missing and enables you to be able to acidify your stomach so that there's less likelihood of bacteria growing, or the wrong kind of bacteria, I should say. It helps you to break down protein and be able to assimilate nutrients from your food. So be able to absorb your minerals, for example.
Could that possibly help lose weight too? Because I never used to have, I mean, I'm only 20 pounds over, but still, when I'm small, it's...
It does. It does help you to lose weight. Yes.
Because it breaks down the food.
Mm-hmm. It helps you break down your food, and then it helps you get your nutrients from your food. So your body feels more satisfied and doesn't feel like it has to hold on to the nutrients that it doesn't have you more readily.
Is that one reason why some people can eat because they never really feel satisfied because the food isn't breaking down properly?
It can be one reason, yes.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
You're
That's
exactly
very
right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to just mention two other things without taking the next call because we have to go on a break in a couple minutes. But there's just a couple other things for rosacea that I wanted to mention. Besides the betaine hydrochloric acid, you can also use pancreatin, which is a digestive enzyme, and that's something that you take at the end of a meal. Vitamin B12 and B complex and folate injections are also possibly helpful. Taking a probiotic can be helpful. And then topical agents can be helpful too. So one of them, for example, is azelaic acid. And this is something that you can get from a compounding pharmacy. And then topical skin zinc can be helpful. And then also topical aloe vera can even be helpful. That's something pretty easy to do on your own. With diet, we always want to make sure to avoid any food sensitivities, avoid sugar, and avoid alcohol. So I'm glad that you called in about rosacea today. Thank you so much.